Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everybody.Welcome back to a new episode of Japan Top 10, episode 472 of May 2023, Artist of the Month. Today's episode, we will be featuring Tokyo Incidents. This is your host, Tassie.
And Mia B.
And let's get right down to it. But before we start the episode, we have some announcements for today's episode, as usual. Our first announcement is...Have you ever thought of wanting to join our podcast? Well, we are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and even on-air hosts to join our podcast. So if you're very, very, very interested in talking to me and Miyabi with discussions of Japanese music or Japanese culture or whatever, please join our podcast, which is one of the biggest and the best Japanese podcasts out here. So...Please check our website at jtop10.jp/join, J-O-I-N, for details. Anyways, Miyabi, are you familiar of Tokyo Jihen?
Yeah, I'm very excited about talking about them. So I may know Shinalingo more than Tokyo Jihen, but I have heard of them like for a few years ago. Yeah, which is really, really amazing.And I think a lot of even Chinese musicians and artists like jazz band Mr. Miss are taking inspiration from their music as well.
Yeah, I know Shinalingo, but I don't know much of Tokyo Jihen as much. But here's some information about Tokyo Jihen. It is formed by the late year of 2003 under the lead that we just talked about, which is...the solo career amazing singer Ringo Shina. She was seeking members during her last tour called the Suguroku Ecstasy Tour, and as an independent artist, she also happened to be on the first tour of the group. So that's why they were a backing band, and the initial members with Ringo Shina included guitarist Mikio Hirama, pianist HZM,and bassist Seiji Kamida.
About Tokyo Jihen, I think there's an anime video about Shina's life and career on YouTube created by a fan. And it says it says Kamida is her like coach or master, I would say, who lead her to this music career.
Wow, like you said earlier, you're a total fan of her, so you know a lot. Another thing about Tokyo Incidents is that it's modeled off of the themes of 1960s Japanese pulp fiction, and it was the era that included raunchy crime and graphically violent novels, movies, and magazines. Shinalingo side of things, she was aiming to tone down her public image as well as her mature and spread her music.Anyways, the group's album called Entertainment, Shinalingo said that she felt more like a guest to the band than a leader or a soloist. Everyone was collaborating on lyrics and melodies during that time.
Yeah, I think all the band members are very, very talented.
I had the assumption that Shinalingo retired, so I didn't know she was like still in a band, which is crazy in his own self.
I think the band was reunion 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
Ah.
Yeah, so I think when I was listening to audio program, they say they want to do something like live tour or something that like the band haven't done yet. They just get back together and we'll have some furthermore music activities.
Interesting. But anyways, we have another announcement, which is, have you ever thought of wanting to showcase your song on our podcast as an indie band or artist? Well, look no further. You can go and reach to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp, which is nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode, so see our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
Now let's have our next song, Ippuku, which was released on June 9th in 2021. Tokyo to Shibuya Kunabedai no Kado no Seikeijin 100tsubo Omise dashitai desu ne Koteishan zeni sou zoku zei Tanjou shou zei jinkenki wa appu shitai ne Totsen yottatte party wa eien Yume nara just rewind wa Jitsugen wa shitai desu ne Oh, ryou kyokutan no chodo aidai
ドガルチェもう一個で人生半分を終えた今常に白紙出せんとライフ行けばできてくんだそう難しく考えないでイージーに収束は表層大体大体で夜自分の感覚を信じている以上ない世界ですおめでとう TK
This is the only song that was arranged by Shina Ringo on the Ongaku album. Before its release, album reached number one in digital sales of Billboard's Japan and its Hot Albums chart. This was also Tokyo Jihen's first album after its long hiatus, and so it made its debut in the second place on Oricon combined albums with 49,886 points.
Sometimes when Ukigumo or Izawa writes the lyrics for Shina Ringo, she has to adjust them either because of her vocal range or because they use language that is more commonly used by boys. This makes the music writing process a bit more difficult and slow-paced.
The song is an example of the whole group's ability to sing and perform. Lots of times they are doing backing vocals, but here Shina Ringo has been taking the background and lets other members sing more. On the album, every song in an odd number position has a male feature. Ippuku is in the place number 13, the last position on the album.
Okay, so when I first heard of this song, I feel like, is this Vocaloid's song.
Yes, I hear the Vocaloid influence in this song.
Yes, totally. That's the strongest impression for me in this song.
It's because of the backing vocals of this song in particular is auto-tuned, and it's very heavily auto-tuned. But it kind of reminds me of like Shina Ringo's song. Let me see. It was No Verão as Noites. That's the, I think it goes da na da da na na da na 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 na. Do you remember this song? It was like so big back in, I think, 2012 or 2013, I think. It was on Kohaku Utakasen.
Yes. And I think this one is produced by, composed by Shina Ringo. I think that's why you feel like it's so similar to this song you've given to me. Let's have our next song, Gunjo Bioli, which was released on January 1st, 2003, which is their debut single.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
군조 비오리 is the group's debut single and is stated reached the second position of Oricon weekly chart.
It also goes by the English name Ideal Days for Ultramarine.
The music video for the song won the Best Group Award in 2005 during the Space Shower Music Video Awards.
Yeah, I think this song like really means a lot for this band.
This song just reminds me of an opening for a drama or anime.
Yes, yes, totally.
It just feels very nostalgic again.
Yeah, yeah, it do sounds like a TV drama's song. Like the one we had before. Like, Lakjitsu is also a drama's song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't really like this song compared to the other songs that we listened to today. I think my favorite so far that we've listened to was the homely one that we were talking
about.
Yeah. I think that was my favorite so far.
I do feel like the same, that this song's quite a bit different with other singles. Before we go into our next song, we have a small announcement for you. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Mark your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with an advertising cost that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp.
Well, we have two more songs left on our list, but our second last song for today's episode is Zettai Zetsume, or also known as Life May Be Monotonous, But the Sun Shines. Thank you.
Now you've heard 絶体絶命. 絶体絶命 appears in the number 8 position on the group's album Sports.
The popular all-female rock band, Band Maid, said they enjoy listening to Tokyo Incidents, and at least some of their inspiration is due to the Artist of the Month. Band Maid also has been featured as one of our Artists of the Month as before.
The Japanese phrase 絶体絶命 means to be in a desperate situation, or in other words, a stalemate.
I thought that the intro of this song was so slow. And then suddenly it's now fast all of a sudden. And honestly, I'm a bit confused with this song. But just like how the title of the song is, it's life may be monotonous, but the sun shines. So like, I guess it's illustrating how maybe there are moments where it feels like life is just so stagnant. But you gotta remember that there's always something that might light up your world.
Yes, totally. I think when I was doing research on Sheena Lingos for this episode, from that anime video, it shows that Sheena may not have a very happy adolescent or like memories as a child. So she puts this some kind of sad memories or lyrics in her music, but she wants to like encourage girls. She actually wants to encourage like girls who may be sad or in a difficult situation, which is really encouraging.
That is very true.
Before we go to our last song, we have a short announcement. Do you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just a dollar amount, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
We have finally reached to our last song for today's episode. Our last song is Tomei Ningen, Invisible Man, released on January 1st, 2005.
Now you've heard Tomei Ningen. Invisible Man appears on the album Adult, which reached number one on the Oricon Weekly Albums chart on February 6, 2006.
The group Unchained has done quite a few covers of songs by Shina Ringo and Tokyo Incidents, and they have gained quite a fan base of their own with over 70,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. Actually, their most popular song is their cover of Shina Ringo's Marumochi Sadistic. Many other groups have released covers of Tokyo Incidents on several platforms as well.
This song has also another live version online, I think. And it's a bit different, but both versions pretty good.
Yeah, I've never heard of this song before, and I've never heard of the other versions of this song, but I can understand why this song has been covered many times. It's happy and the melody isn't too difficult to sing as well, and also very catchy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very cute song, unlike the other songs we listened to today, because all the other songs we listened to had this like cool girl type of like atmosphere the whole time, with like the jazz and the funk and everything like that. Or it became very emotional, but this is just like flat out happy.
Yes, yes, totally. And also the ending song for their live, Bon Voyage. And yeah, I think this song means a lot to their fan as well.
Yeah. Well, it's a very cute song, and now it's starting to like get stuck in my head where it's like, the part where it goes, like that part is like very addicting to me.
But I know.
Yeah, it's a cute song. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's so cute. I really like the lyrics wrote by Shina Ringo for this song. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I have to look it up later. But from what it sounds like from, because I'm not listening to the song lyrically right now, like
the melody.
Yeah, the melody of it. All that's in my head right now is that it's very happy, happy jazz. but I like it. So I have to look into the lyrics now because you said you like the translations of it. So
yes, yes, totally. And I think a lot of their song, like their lyrics are pretty good as well. And beautiful. Mm.
Well, I had a very fun episode with you, Miyabi. Would you like to tell the audience our their preview of the next episode?
Yes, about our next episode, Shauna will join you guys a little over a week from now to bring you the biggest top 10 hits from Japan for May's top 10 countdown.
That's very fun because we're almost near June, which is like 6 months in the year of 2023, so I'm excited to hear what's in store.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know.
Right? It's
really
so quick.
Flies. Yeah. So quick.
We're at this pivotal time in Japanese music where the springtime music is going to slowly turn into summer music. So I'm excited to listen to that.
Yes.
Anyways, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tessie. It's good to host with you again.
Yes. Well, everybody, thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember, if you enjoy listening to more commentary by me and Miyabi or other people in the podcast, feel free to join our Patreon page where you'll have more music to listen to and more commentary to also listen as well. This was your host, Tassie, and
Miyabi.
Thank you, everybody. Hope to see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. Japan Top 10.